Before we talk about how work and energy apply to a rigid body, let's review the concepts we learned in the previous module. Work. That's the amount of energy transferred by a force acting through a distance. So we learned that when we apply a force to a particle, and if that particle moves, that force will do work. That work is converted into kinetic energy, the energy of motion. So if a body is moving, it has the ability to do work. It has energy in it. Now, if that force does something to the particle that changes its position in the gravitational field or changes its position relative to a spring, it changes the body's potential energy. That's the energy due to a body's position. So these definitions, they're not going to change at all when we apply them to a rigid body. Work is still work. Kinetic energy is still the energy of a body's motion. And potential energy is still the energy due to a body's position. There's just a few things that we need to keep in mind when we're dealing with a rigid body. We know that a rigid body can both translate and rotate, so that can affect how we calculate work. The kinetic energy. If a body is rotating, does that add kinetic energy to a system? Well, it does, so we need to take that into account. And with potential energy, when a body increases its height in a gravitational field, maybe not every part of the body is changing its height. So how do we deal with that? And we're going to learn all of that in this module.